From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. This year, Missouri's Republican-led legislature passed tax breaks for goods and services ranging from wheelchairs to yoga classes. That could lead to a showdown with Democratic Governor Jay Nixon, whose administration says the tax breaks could lead to an $80 million hole in the state budget. Legislative researchers put the price tag at closer to $22 million in general revenue for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. After the legislative session ended earlier this month, Nixon criticized lawmakers for passing tax breaks after approving a $27.3 billion spending plan. He says he might need to balance the budget. Nixon could veto the tax breaks or block spending on other programs. Lawmakers have argued that the cost of the tax breaks is justified to help taxpayers. German drug and chemicals company Bayer AG says it has made a $62 billion offer to buy the St. Louis-based crops and seed specialist Monsanto Company. Bayer said Monday that the all-cash offer values Monsanto shares at $122 each. Bayer said in a statement that the acquisition, quote, would be a compelling opportunity to create a global agriculture leader while reinforcing Bayer as a life science company with a deepened position in a long-term growth industry. Bayer had said on Thursday that its executives met recently with their Monsanto counterparts to privately discuss a negotiated acquisition. It's been 5 years since the city of Joplin was devastated by an EF5 tornado that brought in winds of excess of 200 miles per hour. Hundreds gathered at Cunningham Park in Joplin on Sunday to honor those killed and thank the thousands who helped in the rebuilding effort. Dave Hodges was one of the attendees at the event. He wore a shirt to the event that read, "I survived May 22, 2011. The words are accompanied by an image of a pickup truck with its windows blown out in the parking lot of a Commerce Bank in Joplin. There's debris everywhere. It's inside that truck where he and his wife, Lynn, rode the storm out 5 years ago.
And at the time we were thinking, I know I was thinking, if anything bigger than this pea-sized stuff that's hitting me right now comes through and hits me, it's going to be over."
The two had come away with just minor cuts and bruises. Governor Jay Nixon was also at the event and was one of the event's speakers.
"The world has watched in awe as the city has risen anew, brick by brick and board by board, better than before."
A moment of silence was followed by five bell tolls at 5:41 p.m. to mark 5 years since the tornado hit Joplin. Two survivors who lost loved ones during the storm read the names of the deceased. The Joplin tornado is the deadliest in the United States since 1947. Since the storm, Joplin's population has risen by nearly 700, over 1,600 homes have been constructed, and close to 90% of businesses that were damaged or destroyed have rebuilt. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.